Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel lesson, the feeding of the 5,000. In our sinful nature, how we would love to view this event from the theology of glory. Just think what it would mean. We would have an abundance of everything with leftovers. We could pray for anything we wanted, and we would always get it, no matter how big, no matter how insignificant. All the real Christians, the ones who really believe, well, they would all have nice homes and good-looking cars. And if they really believe, they wouldn't even get sick very much. Jesus fed the multitude with leftovers, so I guess we'd have more than we could possibly use. The kingdom of glory has finally arrived. Too bad this interpretation just isn't so. It's not reality. God's children don't have everything there is to have. All God's children don't have nice homes or money to spare. All the Christians don't have good-looking cars. Just look over at the lot behind the library. And Christians do get sick. And they die untimely deaths. To interpret this passage as some kind of panacea of abundance for all Christians to get everything they want is to mislead the people of God, but you've probably heard it preached that way. And it is to miss the richness, the substance of this text, for there is more here. More meat, or should we say bread, that meets the eye. Oh, how we would love it to reveal the theology of glory, but it doesn't. Our own sinful natures have misled us again. Jesus does feed the 5,000, but to understand what is going on here, we have to read all of chapter 6. Jesus does indeed take care of these hungry people, just like he took care of the hungry children of Israel in the wilderness. The same God who fed them with manna from heaven is now standing in their midst. He gave them bread from heaven, manna. Now he is here, bread from heaven, the bread of life. The focus isn't just on what's going on, it's on whom is doing it. It is the Messiah, the God of the Old Testament who fed the children of Israel, and now he's feeding them again. He's the bread of life. He is the manna now. The manna now, not so they get everything they want, but to feed them with eternal food. And that's far more important than the earthly possessions we might accumulate over 70, 80, 90 years in this world. He's come to feed their souls. He's come to die for their sins. The suffering comes before the glory. That's God's order of things. He dies without glory and fanfare. He dies without any earthly possession. He dies to feed us with forgiveness and life. So today in this place, he's going to feed the multitudes again. He's going to feed you. Not with a promise that you're going to have everything you want, every earthly possession, He's going to feed you with his very body and blood for the forgiveness of all your sins. He will give you the eternal right here today. And that's better than earthly bread. It's better than having a full stomach. These gifts last forever. So come to the God who always feeds his children. He does care about feeding you at your table, but he cares even more about feeding you at his table. Amen.